Verily do I tell you that whoever believes in dreams is as one trying to catch the wind or seize a shadow. He is deluded by a beguiling picture, a warped looking glass, which lies or utters absurdities in the manner of a woman in labor. Foolish indeed is he who lends credence to dreams and treads the path of delusion. Nonetheless, whoever disdains and does not believe in them at all also acts unwisely. For if dreams had no import whatsoever, why then would the gods, in creating us, give us the ability to dream at all? The wisdom of the prophet Lebioda, 34:1. This is Whispers of Oxenfurt, a podcast based on the Witcher universe, by Polish author Andrzej Sapkowski. This is Lady of the Lake, Chapter 2. And before we get to that, recently a lot of images from the Netflix Witcher show has come out, and it's looking pretty darn good. The flat Witcher medallion of Geralt looks great. The wolf, the swallow logos, all of that showing the connection of Yen, Geralt, and Ciri. Looks fantastic. Henry Cavill looks amazing. I know some people might be a little disappointed that he looks more like the game version of Geralt as opposed to the ugly, just not gaunt, that'd be more of like the Bond art, but just the skinny kind of almost like, looking one that can be in the books, but it's Henry Cavill, you know, you can't really make him look that unattractive. So it looks great. Upcoming is a Comic-Con where I think we're going to get the trailer. So as soon as that trailer is released and I can watch it and I can get to the microphone, I'll put out a little one there talking about it. So that's basically it. This is Lady of the Lake, Chapter 2. Con Winamir's Tilly arrives by boat to meet Nimue, the Lady of the Lake. She gives her a tour, saying never go to the uppermost two stories, as they are private and personal. Also, do not avail yourself of the Fisher King, and if he tries to avail himself of you, decline him. So you get kind of a little Beauty and the Beast here thing, where it's like, do not go into the West Wing. But they have to almost tell him, like, I'll go anywhere you want, but don't go in there, as if they're not going to go. Con Winamir's, and I'm just going to start calling her Condi, because Con Winamir's is just a very long name. She's in, okay, let's try this. Onyeromancer. I'm going to say it that way. An interpreter and seer of dreams. If your ears perked up at Tilly, the Onyeromancer, it's because in The Witcher 3 game, Corrine Tilly is whom Geralt visits in the Haunted House. And I don't think they're necessarily related. I think it's more of just a call out to the book character. Condi is set to be her apprentice, or assistant, really. And this is a nice shout out to Fantasia in The Sorcerer's Apprentice, as it shows scenes of a broom carrying buckets of water that she makes in there, out there, that quote. So, and I tweeted out a picture of it if you would like to see Mickey in that stylish hat. Pictures hang in the gallery, one of Dandelion singing a ballad, Ciri and Triss and Kaer Morhen, Ciri on her ride with a wild hunt in pursuit, Geralt and Kyr fighting on the bridge over the river Yruga, Yen and Ciri meeting at the Temple of Maletli, and more, as Condi's knowledge of the legend is why she is here. And calling it a legend implies to us that this is long after the main story has taken place, and it's almost as if maybe it didn't really happen? A large canvas shows the Battle of Brenna, a battle that has not yet taken place, as well as a heroic death. Nimue informs her that there is no portrait of Ciri here, or anywhere in the world, that has survived. But that portrait in the gallery? Well, that is actually Pavetta, Ciri's mother. How should this story end? Love should unite the lovers, good triumph over evil. None of the heroes should bloody die. How does it end? Everybody knows that. Well, it isn't so certain. By no means is it certain. The Lady of the Lake begins her story. I heard the legend as a country child, the fourth daughter of a wheelwright. We were prepared to stoop, endlessly stooping, with swollen belly forced on you by your man. I wanted something more than a daily grind. I knew what I wanted. I wanted to be like Philippa Eilhart, Sheila de Tancerville, and a sire of Aranahid. I went to the academy and studied the legend. She tells Condi to rest. But she asks about the other portraits of Ciri. None exist. Those are from later artists in their own imagination. One was painted by Lydia von Bredevoort, the other by Robin and Derrida. So explain it, Oneiromancer. Tell me about your dream. In her dream, is what we're saying, and we go back, Robin and Stella Congreve stood and curtsied to the Emperor of Nilfgaard, Imrivar Imris. He says the painting is fine, maybe, and has a word praising Stella for her hospitality and work with the princess. He will renew the offensive in the north soon, but first he will have a word with his princess. What will he do with this girl once the real Cirilla is with him? He questions her about her real name. She never says, saying as long as her name is Cirilla, she is somebody. Emir quickly almost seems to regret his entire plan, taking pity on her. This nobody. He says he will not harm her, and she makes eye contact with him, breaking protocol. He says, whatever you ask will be granted. Reasons of state be damned. She wants to stay in Darnrohan with Lady Stella. And so be it. Nemu and Condi speak again about the Battle of Brenna. Later on, they speak about Geralt wintering in Toussaint, and there is a painting of a painting. The short scene shows that the whole crew is in Toussaint and will meet with the Duchess Anna Marietta and deal with the messy business with Dandelion. The Lady of the Lake takes Condi into her personal chambers where a tapestry hangs, and I say it like that because that's how Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, says it in, what was the last one? Last Crusade. Indiana Jones in Last Crusade, when he's doing that Scottish accent in the Nazi castle. He's like, where do you hang the tapestries? So I can never really say it differently than that. So, tapestry it is. Vilgefortz's citadel, Yen's imprisonment, the place where the legend ended. There are many versions of the legend. Look into the tapestry. Look at the citadel. Concentrate. It is imperative for you to go inside. Vilgefortz informs Yen that Ciri has departed this life, and she is to blame. They are joined by a short man with a cold, and a tall, gaunt man with pale eyes. Geralt is also dead, but that is due to Vilgefortz's actions, or so he says. And in true Hollywood bad guy fashion, he does not kill Yen despite saying, you are of no use to me, but instead is like, I'll keep you in isolation, you know, for reasons. Again, free from her wretched company, Yen is back in her prison, but is joined by the tall, gaunt man, who is, of course, Bonnert. He truthfully tells her about his actions with Ciri, how he basically abducted her, forced her to fight in the pits, turning her into a monster, and he pulls out three Witcher medallions, a cat, a griffin or eagle, and one that is probably a wolf. And as far as I can recall, I believe these are the only other medallions that we ever see in the books, as all other witchers we have met are of the wolf school, but maybe I'm forgetting. So the following text comes from what Bonnart's reaction is when Yen is like, no, these are from a fair, that's not really it. And I imagine Bonnart's voice, and again, probably because I'm American, that it's more of like a Western. He seems like a Western villain, and it's not really like a Southern, but he's kind of got a little drawl. So I'll kind of read it in that aspect. Once upon a time, Bonnart hissed, decent people feared witchers more than monsters. Monsters, after all, hidden forests and the undergrowth, while witchers had the audacity to hang around temples, chanceries, schools, and playgrounds. Decent people rightly considered that a scandal. So they looked for somebody to bring the impudent witchers to order, and they found someone. Not easily, not quickly, not nearby, but they did. As you can see, I've bagged three. No more freaks have appeared in the area or annoyed decent citizens by their presence. And were one to appear, I'd do away with them just like I did with the previous ones. So that's right there is the insight that he gives to Yen about that he is essentially a monster hunter in his own mind. Only his monsters are witchers. It then seems like he is going to rape her, but she buries a fork she swiped from dinner deep into his cheek, stopping the attack. He also hit him where the sun doesn't shine. Condi says that all versions of the legend say Rhys Rûn is the ending of the story. The castle at Rhys Rûn is where the ending of the story ends. But the Black Book of Elendur says it ends in Stiga Castle, much differently than the other versions. We shall never know. The castle that witnessed the end no longer stands. Not even a trace remains. Condi says she doesn't like the ending at Stiga Castle. She goes to sleep and dreams of a white-haired man in a dark cellar. A torch lights his way as the man seeks danger. She wants to warn him, "Behind you," as a monster attacks from the darkness. I'm really terrible at doing what seemingly every other podcast does, which is asking you to please rate and review the podcast on wherever you listen to it. Apparently, I guess because you've heard on every other podcast that it helps get it up there, gets to the higher lists and do all that. So that's an easy way to support it. And if you've done it already, thank you very much. And if you haven't done it yet, thank you in advance because you're going to do it right. Send all comments, questions, suggestions to witcherpodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter at Witcher Podcast. All the information is below. Okay, so Comic-Con should occur before the next episode comes out, or the next chapter episode comes out. So the next episode you should be hearing, or should show up on the timeline, is the reaction to the teaser trailer, or whatever it is they're going to show. So until then, stay on the path. If you're a Witcher, if you're not a Witcher, stay off the path, so a rogue Witcher doesn't get on you. And bye.